Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable and our book picks segment for this morning. We speak with Amelia Stymax of Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York, for her book list. She really have traveled the literary globe to collect these tomes, and she has a lot of wonderful, wonderful books to share with us. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Amelia Stymax to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe. Glad to be here.
A delight. So where would you like to begin?
I thought I'd begin with Burial Rites, the fantastic debut novel by Hannah Kent.
Okay.
It's very dark. It's set in the desolate Icelandic countryside in the 1820s. But it's an endearing novel. It's based on the true story of Agnes, who's sentenced to death after she's accused of murder. She's sent out to live with a family of strangers until her execution. Her story, she slowly reveals it both to us and to the family she's staying with, and it creates this extreme sense of suspense as you become invested in finding out what actually happens. You want her to be innocent, but you're not really sure. It was beautifully written, and I couldn't put it down.
It is called Burial Rites. It's by Hannah Kent, and a new book out of the season, getting a lot of wonderful reviews. Next up.
The Bone Season, Samantha Shannon. There's a lot of hype right when it came out, but it died down kind of quickly.
Yep.
I expect that we'll see a lot more of it for Christmas. I think it'd be a great gift for really anyone of my generation that grew up with Harry Potter. I think we all miss being invested in a series, and as the first of seven, this is very promising. Our main character, Paige, she's a 22-year-old dreamwalker. She's clairvoyant. It's kind of in that place between science fiction and fantasy. And it's set in a dystopian England where clairvoyance is strictly illegal, and she uses her gifts for crime. The story that unravels is intriguing, and you never see what's coming. It's really fascinating. It concluded nicely, but you can't wait for the next book to come out.
It is Bone Season by Samantha Shannon.
Yeah, and next up, S, which just came out, conceived by J.J. Abrams and written by Doug Dorst. This might be the most impressive book I've ever picked up. It's a project to undertake. There's multiple layers. It's like Inception in book form. I can't believe
it. It's a whole project. There's a little thing. It seems to me like if you sneeze and everything falls out, you'd be kind of up a creek because I don't know quite how you'd put it all back together the way it needs to be.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's possible. People have asked me to borrow it. I'm like,
Yeah. No.
No. But yeah, it's beautiful for anyone that it's academic, but it's a mystery. It's a conspiracy. You're getting so many different layers of story. Oh my gosh, it's a work of art.
It is S by J.J. Abrams, of course, known for his film and television work, the new Star Trek series, as well as Lost and many other projects. And the book is S. Next.
Donna Tartt. Her new book, The Goldfinch, is number one bestseller on IndieBound.
Yep.
I've only just started that. It's fantastic. And I just recently did read The Secret History, her first novel, which is beautiful, pretentious. It blew me away. It is pretentious. It's been accused of, which I kind of enjoy because I think it's supposed to be. But I'm not getting any of that pretension from The Goldfinch. It's our main character, Theo. He's much more likable. You get to know him as a little boy, and then as he develops into a man. And it's really, the whole book is just, it's an investment. I think it'll be a good book for these winter months. I mean, she spent 10 years writing it, and you can see how well she got to know her characters. It's really impressive.
It is. She's a wonderful writer. It's Goldfinch and Secret History, Donna Tartt, and excellent. The Goldfinch is the new book. Secret History is the one that's been around for a while.
The River of No Return. This came out a couple months ago by B. Ridgway. Just a very enjoyable book to read. It had all those aspects of a classic that I find endearing, adventure, romance, conspiracy. It starts off in the midst of a Napoleonic battle, and our main character, Nick, he's about to die, and he accidentally jumps through time to the present, and he's taken in by this guild that takes in accidental time jumpers, and they assimilate him into the new world and give him a new life, and he thinks this is just where he's stuck for the rest of his life. until the guild suddenly shows up again and decides they need him to do some work for him. It's playful, it's fun, but it's just complex enough to be intriguing without being very heavy.
It's River of No Return by B. Ridgway and is now out.
The Last Banquet by Jonathan Grimwood. Another really enjoyable read. There's really nothing terrible is happening. I'm halfway into it right now, and so far it's just been very pleasant. It's set in 18th century France. Jean-Marie, he's the orphan son of a fallen noble family. He's just noble enough that he's respected, but he doesn't have any of the money that could make him arrogant. So he just leads this charming life, and he makes good friends, and he has this extreme curiosity and tastes. And right from the start, we see him as a five-year-old boy, and he's comparing the flavors of different beetles. And as his palate develops and he grows up, he meets friends, and he experiments with different foods, and he tries everything from snake to dog. And it's just very, very interesting. I'm enjoying every sentence of it.
And this is The Last Banquet by Jonathan Grimwood.
And one of the last ones on my list here, The Marriage Plot, which came out in paperback this year.
Yep.
I loved it. It's Jeffrey Eugenides, his newest novel, and it was very, very relatable. As a recent graduate, it was frighteningly so at times. It touches on everything from personality disorders, spirituality, and just that general lack of direction that so many young people are faced with after college.
Yep.
Three characters, each of them kind of stumbling around to find their paths. Leonard and Madeline, their relationship while he struggles with bipolar disorder. And she kind of she just can't figure out what she wants to do when she's done with school. And then there's Mitch, who loved Madeline, and now he's traveling around trying to study religions and find some truth in the world. It was a beautiful book. I really enjoyed it.
I love it. It's a great book. And that's your list?
That's my list.
Excellent. You can find out more information about all these wonderful books by going to our website. The list is published there. It's wamc.org, wamc.org, and Amelia's list will be up there, and you can find out more information. Got some great events coming up as well later this week, including a David Sedaris event, which is at the Paramount Theater in Rutland, which is through the Manchester store, and then Archer Mayer will be at the North Shire in Saratoga on Saturday at 7 o'clock, and you can find out more information about that event as well. Amelia Stimax, thank you. Let's try that again. Amelia Stimax, thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight. Nice to have you join the team here.
Thanks.
Thank you. Again, wamc.org, and you can find out the list. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.